Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, John Wilson, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties. Supposed to be getting mostly sunny today, but John just gave us an update. Says, it's still pretty cloudy out there. So sunny skies today, high near 41, clear tonight, low near 28, and then for Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds. High right around 47, 48
degrees. Just so you know, this is how lazy Dave is. He can't just look out the window. He has to trust you who have come in from the outside
to determine the sky condition. I always wanted to be a meteorologist when I was a kid. I mean, not so much that I ever paid attention in science, but just enough, you know, just enough that I was like, man, that Jim Goodall guy, I want to be like him when I grow up. And so, like, the fact that you asked me and then you put that on the radio, that makes me, honestly, I think I'm adding that to my things I've done in life that I never thought I was going to do.
Continue. What are you seeing later in the week, John, for the forecast?
I think we're in Ohio, so it might be cold or warm. Yeah.
Just as a tip, I think you want to aspire to be more Ben Gelber than Jim Ganahl. You know, personally, professionally, all of it. Yeah. Just throwing that out there.
Well, I think it's the only channel I watched as a kid, so I don't know.
All right, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we got you in because you got the big bowl for kids' sake. You got him laughing now. The Bowl for Kids' Sake fundraiser's coming up. But, you know, that Perry County part a little bit. Folks do forget that, you know, Licking and Perry counties, so kind of keeping your hat and everything, keeping yourself full over the last few weeks, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So we are actually just announcing the date for Perry County's Bowl for Kids, and that's going to be April the 11th, so we're really excited about that. But we have one coming up really soon here in Licking County. So it's going to be February 7th. And it's going to be here in Heath at Park Lanes. And if you've never been to it, I know you, Dave, obviously, and Joel, you guys have been there before. Mm-hmm. It is a blast.
Oh, it's a party. I mean, it really is. I mean, yeah. And we joke all the time, and I'll call out people who I see bowling, and I know they're terrible, so I really will call them out. But it has nothing to do with the score, John. Now, there may be some folks a little competitive. I'm not saying, I know the Newark Schools usually has a lot of teams, but for the most part, this is just come out, have some fun. It's not like it's a competitive bowling a tournament or something like that.
Yeah, I refuse to bowl unless the bumpers are up. Listen, you can make fun of me all you want.
It's okay. That's a grown man needs his bumpers. Is it for the kid? No, it's for that guy.
I will say that the look they give you at the counter when you're like, can you turn the bumpers on for lane 17? And they're like, isn't that just you and your wife? And I'm like, just can you do it or not? Like, just tell me, can you? No.
You're just taking one for the team because it's your wife who needs the bumpers.
Right.
So
that's the story.
See, that's what I would say. Yes. So you're not a kegler, shall we say. That's not your forte is bowling?
Not really, no. In fact, my sister got me a bowling ball for Christmas. Because I have gigantic hands, if you've never met me, but in fact, comparing to bear paws, and I can never get my fingers quite in the ball right.
Well, yeah, they don't usually drill out 8 pounders
right.
Mammoth hands.
So she's so proud of herself. She sits it on my lap. I'm like, oh, it's a bowling ball. Hopefully you get the reference. And then I reach in there, I grab it, and my thumb immediately gets stuck in it.
She had it pre-drilled?
No, she found it. She found it at Goodwill. So. She's like, I've never seen this big of holes in a bowling ball.
This should fit here.
Surely it's going to fit. I'm like, no. Apparently they have a no return policy on bowling balls at Goodwill.
I'm sure.
Now you're stuck with one you can't use.
That's hilarious.
But you don't, again, you're so busy that day. It's not like you're able to bowl at all anywhere. Right. Do you try to do a little bowling that day? I've never paid attention.
No, I've never actually had a chance. But it is genuinely just a fun time. We have pizza. We get Pizza Cottage brings in pizza, and we have pop and water and just the atmosphere. I like when the lights go down, the disco starts. I will tell you, I have been seen dancing once or twice.
That has
happened before.
That one I can admit to.
I can't help it.
Sit down.
Yeah. Can't stop the feeling. Okay, sorry.
Now, is there a theme this year? I know in past years.
Yes.
Okay.
The theme is Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, all right.
Yes. So I feel like we're going to be, we're at a bunch of Bengals games. Hopefully, though, there'll be more winning than losing. But that's another story for another.
I would think you'd want to stay away from that if I was you, the Bengals. Actually, welcome to the jungle.
So what costume are you going to wear then? Because you're usually dude-ed up at some level.
You are going to... I'll make you a promise. Mm. It will not be Tarzan.
And on behalf of all of us in Central Ohio...
Thank you.
That is my promise to the community.
So you got Welcome to the Jungle. All right. For folks who maybe, I think most people know how this works, but three different shifts.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. I think you said the first is just about filled.
Yeah. Yeah. And we, so we have 12:30, 2 p.m. and then 3:30. And anybody can sign up to do this. You do not have to, it doesn't have to be like a corporate team or a school or a nonprofit or anything like that. Any group of five people can go onto our website and click on the link, Bowl for Kids, and register right there online. They select their shift right there online. We have just a couple spots left for first shift. It's just about full. So if you're wanting to do 12:30, you need to get on as soon as you're hearing this and do that. But yeah, we fill up the shifts, and we have music playing. We have just all kind of fun things happening. And the atmosphere, everybody knows why they're there. And it really is a celebration of supporting what we do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, that second and third shifts, folks, they can just sign up. And it's families, too. I mean, I've seen families come out and just, you know, every now and then, well, I only have four people. All right, come on out. I mean, it doesn't matter. You want five because that's, you know, your bowling team is a five-man team. But if it's only three or four of you, who cares?
100%. Absolutely. Anybody can sign up, like I said. And it's just, once again, a celebration of what we do for the kids in the community.
Yeah. Now, this is early this year. So explain to folks, it wasn't like you guys said, hey, it's because the Heath Bowling Lanes, Park Lanes, has become such a popular place with high school bowling and that kind of thing that they're getting some tournaments, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So good for them. Wonderful for them. They were booked up, and we schedule these out, you know, 2-3 years in advance. And thankfully for them, though, they were able to get some really great tournaments in. We normally try to do this in late March, early April. And the options was February 7th or basically when school's over. And we were like, well, honestly, we want it to be cold outside. We want people to want to come inside into the jungle. Welcome to the jungle where it's going to be warm on February 7th and come bowl. Because we have actually had it a variety of different times of the year before. And we did have it in May once. And that was, it was just hard. You know, when you have sports starting for kids, and so a lot of people weren't able to come. So I think this is going to be great because you can't say your kids are playing soccer on February 7th. Not in Central Ohio. I mean, maybe if they're in Arizona or something, but not here.
Yeah, could you see that as an excuse? Yeah, we won't be there. We'll be on the pitch. So, yeah, that's different. Now, all money raised stays right here, correct?
100%.
That's why Perry County has their own, and that's why Licking County has their own.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. And we've grown in both counties just enormously in the last several years. And what we do here in Licking County stays here completely in Licking County. In fact, this school year, we were able to start a brand new program at Southwest Licking that is getting up and running right now as we speak. And that's just thrilling to know that these type of events allow us to be able to go into different school districts and different communities and serve different kids.
And you're talking about the Lunch Buddies program out of Southwest Licking?
Absolutely, yep.
Very nice. And remind folks what that's about if they're not sure, especially if they're out there in that area and they're about to start hearing about this Lunch Buddies program.
Yeah, if you have 45 minutes once a week on the same day that you say you go to lunch or you have a break from your work or the opportunity to go in and do this, you would be able to go to one of the local elementary schools, and you would meet up with the same child each week for that same 45-minute period approximately. So you don't even have to take time off work. You can just use your lunch if you have that ability. And a lot of employers, when you tell them what you're doing, they're like, whoa, hold on a second. Go ahead and take a lunch also. Like we want to support you doing this. So I would, in fact, if anybody's curious about that, talk to your employer about it. Talk to us about it, and we'll talk to your employer. Mm-hmm. But it's an amazing program where they can come in, pour into the life of these children, and we see amazing long-term results.
Yeah. And you're in Newark, in Lakewood too, weren't you, if I'm not mistaken? You can go ahead and get a drink. I think it was Lakewood as well, I'm thinking, and then Newark. Those were the school districts, and now you're adding Southwest Licking.
Yeah, so we, in Licking County, you kind of start at the top. We're at Utica, then we're in Newark, and then we're in Heath, then we're in Lakewood, and now we've moved into Southwest Licking.
Oh,
and we have a couple other districts in our targets that we're hoping to get into in the next year or so.
And I think the cool thing about this is with that lunch-based program, make sure you talk to your kids, because I know high school kids do it. Newark Catholic would walk over.
Absolutely.
And McGuffey, because when I was in McGuffey and Lunch Buddies, I would see them come in. Denison students, I know, were heavily involved in this as well, right?
It's a beautiful thing to be able to see other young people, other youth that are beyond that very early stage. These are kids that now, you know, they see themselves, of course, as young adults. But I mean, to us, they're definitely still kids. but they see these little kids. And they see a version of themselves, and they want to encourage that younger version of themselves. So we have high school students from all of the high schools, all the districts I mentioned, Denison, OSU, COTC has volunteers, and they will sign up. In fact, that's one of our largest groups of volunteers come from that. And ideally, especially if it's a high school student, we'll get them maybe as a sophomore or a junior, and we'll match them with, say, a first or second grader. And that way, that relationship can last for 2 and 3 years, mm-hmm. Which is just absolutely the most impactful thing that can happen.
Yeah. Now you have the school base, and then you have the community match. How are you doing there? Always use volunteers, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have seen just wonderful growth in our community-based match. We're around 18% growth over last year. So in the last 12 months, we've seen about an 18% increase in the number of community-based matches. And that's where you avoid the school, you kind of take out that middleman, and then as the volunteer, would work directly with the parent guardian after going through extensive background checks and all the things. We want to make sure safety is obviously our number one priority. But once that's done, and you're ready to go, you work directly with the parent guardian to coordinate when you will do things with the little. And you can do, picnics. You can go to the park. You can take a bike ride, hike, all the things. Bull on February 7th at Park Lanes.
Right on. Well, that's a cool thing, though. Yeah. For folks who maybe, John, aren't exact, come out, because you'll not only have fun, obviously, that day, but you're going to learn a lot about what you folks do. And you'll have the big and the little throw the first ball for each session, yeah. Which I enjoy that so much. But that's a good way to come out and learn about, hey, if I'm thinking about volunteering, because, you know, volunteering is up. Folks want to get a little bit more involved in their community. What better way to do it?
It's the best way to get involved. And I love, we've been fortunate enough the last few years. We actually have an employee who will have a table set up, a recruiting table. And if you don't come to her, she's going to come to you. and everybody's going to get that ask. And I love that. I participated, if I go back, 20 years of my life, I was a person that went to the Bowl for Kids every single year. I helped, I would raise the money for my team, and I would go and we'd do the t-shirt and the whole thing. It's something that really sticks with you too. So those are some of my best memories. I made core memories of my life doing this with some of my coworkers and friends. And then now, I don't even think I even realized then the impact it was making. And so now I look back at it now, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's like ultimate team building. I mean, really, when you talk about it, because we hear time and time and time again about this community and how people are plugged in, and there's lots of resources, and you draw each other in and all that kind of stuff. But and people that haven't been exposed to it, John, what's the criteria? I mean, is it just you've got a pulse? I mean, is that basically it? Because you talked about background checks and all that kind of stuff. It's just really a willingness. It's just really, hey, I'm interested to help someone in the community and try to build up someone that's coming through.
If you have a desire to help a child maybe navigate through those difficult parts of life, those things that maybe you went through, and maybe you've raised kids of your own. And maybe you're at that stage of your life where you don't have little ones at home. I'm personally finding myself there at that new stage of life where my youngest are all growing up and they're moving out. And we find a lot of people in this community are in that space. Or maybe you've never even had your own child. Or maybe you're a teacher and you're surrounded by children all the time. But you don't necessarily get that one-to-one opportunity. This is available for anybody. Anybody that really wants to make a difference. And the key thing here is you don't have to be perfect, because none of us are. We've never yet, I've gone through the files and have been unable to find a single perfect volunteer we've ever had. Because we're all people. You know, we're not looking for perfect people, but we're looking for caring people, people that want to make a difference. That's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And again, a great way to find out about it and check it out is to come out on February 7th out to Park Lanes and Heath for the Bowl for Kids fundraiser. Stay tuned. We'll have more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. And our special guest today, meteorologist John Wilson, executive director, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties. Hey John, can you give us an update, please?
It's starting to maybe get sunny.
Maybe get sunny. So there you go. I like how you did that. Hedge your bet a little bit. Maybe, you know, we could open the window and look, but why do that?
Meteorological terms, partly sunny, mostly sunny. I'm just trying to work with you. I'm just trying to help you fulfill a dream.
I'm going to chat GPT that later and just make sure I know all the terms.
We're trying to get you a gig, Wilson. Work with us here.
You know, people used to Google things now.
Right to the AI.
That's right.
To get back to Big Brothers, Big Sister, here's the other thing I wanted to mention, too, before you talk about some hard numbers. You know, I'm a big. As a matter of fact, I'm getting my little this afternoon at 3:30. And
cool.
Here's the thing that's great about it. I get a call every month, every other month, asking what can we do? How are things going? Can we help you? Do you need, you know, resources to find things? It's not like you guys just throw us in a boat and go, hey, go float around out there right. And have some fun. You stay in touch with us. Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah, we try to make as many partnerships as we possibly can. You know, we have COSI passes that we offer. We have a partnership with the Works here locally. We try to do as many things as we could possibly do to keep you guys engaged and to have things to do together.
And I like that you'll ask some, you know, hey, are you be able to get in contact with the parents? Are you having any struggles? Are you noticing anything different about your little? So, again, it's not like it's just kind of, oh, here's a real quick reminder. I mean, there's some in-depth questions, and you guys are wanting to know because, obviously, you want these matches to work. But, sometimes you mentioned that nobody's perfect. You know, you and your little may not be the best match for each other. You guys will help find a better match, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And we do a lot of work on the front end, especially in our community-based matches, to try and make sure as much as possible things match up. But, yeah, you're right. There's definitely times where it maybe just isn't the best match ever, and then we'll absolutely work to either help fix it, Or if it doesn't work, we'll end it, obviously. Because once again, this is all about what the child is going to get out of this. What is if they're not going to get what they need as far as that mentorship aspect of it, if they literally, man, I just can't stand Dave. He's the worst. I don't think that's come across my desk yet.
It hasn't come across my desk yet.
Well, but so. I mean, you think about it. I mean, you have a brother.
Yeah.
I had a brother. Now, again, I know at the end of the day that my brother loved me. But there were times when you weren't sure.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of the subtext of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Is this guy's my big brother? Sometimes there's probably a little tough love. Sometimes there might be a like, hey, you need to shape up a little bit. That's all a part of nurturing the young person.
I will say we do coach and talk about a lot of things. For instance, you go to a restaurant. You need to have the little order their meal. Little things like that.
Yep.
Like it might be uncomfortable and they might want to, no, I don't want to do that. I'm uncomfortable. But it's that's a big part of that mentorship piece. Little things like that where you kind of make eye contact with that person and simply tell them that you want the fish sticks. I mean, it's just, but it seems little, but it really is big. And I honestly, I don't know where you're at ordering fish sticks.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm like,
I don't know. Maybe.
Is
maybe,
there a Van de Kamp's business somewhere?
Maybe.
That
I don't think Captain D's has fish sticks. I don't know.
Fish sticks and fried bologna. That was my childhood, guys. I'm sorry.
I'm not arguing that. And I'm only thinking because you said that. That's the one thing I don't have to tell my little man when we're going somewhere to get somebody. What do you want? I'll take a nugget, a cheeseburger, no ketchup, a large fry, and throw in a Frosty. No arguing with it. I mean, my man's got it.
I absolutely love that.
So when you said that, that's why I started to smile. I'm like, my little fella, no problem with that whatsoever. What do you want? Oh, I'll tell you.
So your mentorship should be tone it back a little bit.
Hey, brother's only got so much money in this wallet, little fella.
That's awesome.
It's great. I mean, it's so much fun. And to that point, you know, we need more volunteers because we've got kids that are waiting. To find a mentor, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, we have 135 kids on our wait list. That includes within the schools and in the community-based programming. That is a number that kind of keeps me up at night sometimes. It's one of those things where every single one of the 135 is obviously an individual child that needs that mentorship. They're either living in a home that has one parent or no parents. They're being raised by grandparents or their foster care. And their mom is working two and three jobs just to try to pay the bills because they don't have the opportunity to spend that one-on-one time together. So trying to fill that wait list can be daunting at times. And the kind of crazy thing is we do not promote our wait list. So that is something where people have recognized that their children have this need and they've proactively reached out to us and gotten their child onto that wait list. So I have no doubt if we made a push, we could probably have 300 or 400 kids, I imagine pretty easily in Licking County, with the sheer size of our communities. And, that just means that we are going to keep trying to get volunteers and we're going to keep doing everything that we can do to serve these kids. We were blessed to be able to serve 543 youth in the last 12 months. It's a fantastic number. Numbers are important because each number, like I said, represents a kid. And there's no reason to think that we won't multiply that number many times over in the coming years.
Mm-hmm. Is it mostly boys, girls? I mean, or is it kind of just across the spectrum, John?
It is across the spectrum. Generally speaking, we have probably more boys that we cannot match. So if it was 50-50, you know, it's going to be easier to find a match for a young girl than for a young boy. And as a lot of it has to do with male volunteers. Mm-hmm. And in finding men that, and I get it. I worked in corporate America. I made the drive to Columbus every day for nearly a decade. And life gets busy. Other volunteer things you're doing, other organizations you're a part of. I totally get thinking that you're too busy. But I would just throw that challenge out there that it really is only an hour a week. It's really only an hour a week. It's 4 hours a month. You don't even have to do it the same, like, you know, it doesn't have to be 1 hour each week. It can be twice a month for a couple hours. Carve out, you know, one evening. And you could make just the biggest of differences. I think I might have cited it last time I was on here, but it just stands out to me so powerfully that the U.S. Department of Treasury and Harvard did a study in the last year and a half, and they found that children that participated in Big Brothers and Big Sisters for at least 1 year in any of our programming, on average now as adults, compared to their peers that did not, earn $6,000 more a year. Now, yeah, we're looking at $6,000. Well, so if we're only talking about money, clearly not. You don't make $6,000 more a year unless you're staying out of jail. Unless you're graduating high school, potentially going to college, you're making better decisions. That's how you're making the more money, is because you're making the better decisions. And that all is tied back into this.
Yeah. And you mentioned the how many times, for me, it's, you know, twice a month, 2 hours a time, sometimes we go over that, and his mom is, yeah, hey, that's fine, no problem. Like, I'll probably have him a little longer today because she's got some appointments she's got to get to. So, but what I'm getting at is we're all busy, like you said.
Yeah.
But it is possible, hey, if you can't do that, do the Lunch Buddies program. I mean, and then you can build from there and maybe move to a community match. I think that happens quite a bit too, doesn't it? Doesn't somebody say to you, hey, I'm enjoying being with this young lady, young boy, let's go ahead and move it on. Can they do that?
Yeah, that is something that we've actually seen quite a bit. It didn't really happen very much until the last few years, where we've been very intentional. If, say, you get matched with the first or second grader and you stay there big, you show up to their school once a week for 2 and 3 and 4 years, it does get to a point where they're kind of like, man, I don't know if I want, you know, Dave and Joel roaming the hallways with me in middle school.
And
you
that's
know?
Exactly what happened with right. me. Milo, he was like, yeah, hey, you're a good guy, but I'm done.
But you're not so cool in front of my school friends.
There you go.
But it's amazing how cool you are at the ball game.
Yep.
Or how cool you are when you're taking them to get pizza yep. and to do those things like that. And so with those social pressures and the things that kind of come with being a preteen and then teenage years and all that kind of stuff, we've seen that transition, and we make that as easy as possible. Once again, I would just always come back to the fact that everything we do is with safety in mind, and the parents and guardians are deeply involved with all decisions that are made, and we make sure that the child is always 100% comfortable with everything that is done. But we've seen some really amazing, strong relationships happen in our community because of this program.
All right. Bowl for Kids again. When is it? What do people need to do? How do they sign up? All that good stuff.
Yeah, it's February 7th at Park Lanes. That's in Heath, Ohio. And welcome to the jungle. I might even roar. I can't believe I just did that on. Okay. Listen, I told my wife I was probably going to do that. So. And she said, and I quote, don't do that.
And she just went, oh, my God.
Oh, no, I did it wrong. Welcome
She's
to the
got a tough forehead. Slap. Slap. Slap.
There are multiple ways to get involved. We do have until the end of this week, if you're interested in doing a sponsorship, and that's for any corporations or anything like that, to form a bowling team. All you have to do is go onto our website, and that is BBBSLP, so Big Brothers, Big Sisters, LickingParry.org. And right there, you'll see a picture of a bowling ball. You can click on that, or under Events, Bowl for Kids, and then it says Register. It's pretty self-explanatory, and you can go right in there and register to do a team, share that on your social media. We can give you a packet to give you ideas and ways to help with fundraising and things like that. And then you can also simply contact us in the office. You can call us at 740-349-9646, and we'll also give you information that way as well.
Yeah, and again, get involved. It's such a great time. It's a lot of fun. Joel and I have been there a number of times, and it's a lot. If nothing else, just come to see what you wear. I'm still going back to, God, am I glad you're not going as Tarzan. That's it. I'm a little
or
nervous
Jane.
Here.
Yeah, or Jane.
Well, you didn't say that the first time. I was a little nervous. But come on out. It's a blast. And again, all the money you're raising just stays right here to help kids in our community. And that's Bowl for Kids, BBBSLP.org. Check them out. Get a team and go have some fun. John, as always, a pleasure having you. We'll see you in a few weeks.